KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies, 20 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa the best hardware for over 75 years. A hearing on a motion for a new trial and an arrest of judgment will be held today in Council Bluffs for a Pottawatomie County man found guilty of first-degree murder last November in connection with the death of an Atlantic woman. Attorneys for 63-year-old Robert A. Reynolds of Oakland filed the motion for a new trial on December 31st. The hearing takes place at 1:30. Reynolds' attorneys cited in their motion the grounds for a new trial would include the trial not being held in Avoca, a jailhouse phone call that was made, and other issues discussed in the judge's chambers. Reynolds, who was found guilty of shooting to death 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey in the early morning hours of April 8, 2013, was to have been sentenced on January 21st. Iowa's Chief Justice says the state's court system needs more security at courthouses and better ways of addressing racial disparities in the criminal justice system. Chief Justice Mark Cady of the Iowa Supreme Court made comments Wednesday in the annual State of the Judiciary address to a joint session of the legislature. Cady says the judicial branch is completing surveys on security levels at each courthouse. He says some training has been implemented, but he did not elaborate. The comments come after a man opened fire at the Jackson County Courthouse in September. He was killed after a scuffle with a county supervisor. The topic of courthouse security is clearly important, as evidenced by Wednesday's comments by Chief Justice Mark Cady, who spoke before the Iowa legislature. It's also on the minds of officials in Cass County who have been looking at ways to defend courthouse staff and the public during an active shooter situation. Public Safety Commissioner Steve Livengood conducted an in-depth review of courthouse security and interviewed various departmental personnel to gauge their input. And while Livengood came up with numerous ways to address or improve courthouse security, Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan says his priority has to deal with safe rooms within the courthouse.
There's walk-in vaults. And, you know, Dale's office is a walk-in vault.
Okay.
Okay, and then there's one in the recorder. The recorder's office has one. The treasurer's office used to have one where Tracy's office was, but they took that door off at some point. And then there's two actual vaults down in the clerk of court area.
Kennan spoke at yesterday's meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors. The various county offices are equipped with vaults that can be used as a safe room, but there are issues with them unable to be closed and secured from the inside.
My thinking is, to have them concentrate on those vault doors that we have, especially on the main floor here. Be satisfied with what, you know, that they're secure and what we want there, and then move on.
Kennan says in some cases the doors were removed and no one knows where they are or why they were removed to begin with.
Down in the basement, there is where Brenda's office is now, currently. That's a vault door too, but that main exterior door is missing, and it still has the brackets and everything on there. So I have no idea. That could very well be somewhere, and it could be hung back up.
The courthouse security issue arose when concerns were made by the clerk of court's office. On November 19th, an active shooter drill was conducted at the courthouse to familiarize county personnel with the sounds of gunfire on different levels of the building. In addition to establishing safe rooms, the county has taken measures to ensure there is only one public access point to the courthouse. Supervisor Chuck Reakin said while addressing safety issues now are fine, there needs to be more comprehensive and ongoing and long-term planning to deal with threats and security. The Cass County Board of Supervisors received an update Wednesday on a bridge project near the Griswold Golf Course. Rich Hansen, assistant to County Engineer Charles Marker, said bid letting on the Boffman Creek Bridge on 560th Street is tentatively set for April 21st.
Plans are all done. It's turned into the DOP. We're waiting to buy right away from Cousins. We've agreed on a lot of things, but we're waiting for survey plats from Snyder & Associates. They're drawing up our survey plats, and they've had it for a while, and we're still waiting for that. So as soon as they come, we'll purchase the right away. The bridge will be 138 foot by 30 foot wide, pre-stressed concrete beam bridge. all concrete, so it'll be a big improvement for the area anyway.
The bridge will cost about $600,000, with 80% coming from the bridge replacement funds and a 20% local match. It's not clear when the work on the bridge will begin. That'll be determined after the bid letting is complete. Right now, the bridge is only capable of handling single-lane traffic, with vehicles weighing no more than 3 tons. In other business, the board kicked off a 5-year hazard mitigation planning process upon hearing from SWPCO Community Development Specialist Jason Eric Page, who is in charge of writing the plan for Cass County.
Hazard mitigation planning is just the policies and to identify policies and actions that the communities, as well as the county and a local law enforcement and fire departments, can identify and implement over the long term to reduce risk and future losses that might relate from hazards, and more specifically with this plan, weather-related hazards.
Page says a series of initial public meetings have taken place or will be held throughout Cass County, with the last meeting set to take place in Griswold next month.
We'll be asking team members from each of the communities and jurisdictions to fill out hazard mitigation materials and provide us information for the plan. And then the next step would be to develop strategies, and these would be the goals, objectives, and actions for that each jurisdiction will include into the plan. And this will be things like to build safe rooms, or to purchase generators, or to do other sorts of mitigation activities that would reduce risks and whatnot to the community.
It'll be up to the communities then to implement those strategies. An HMP is required in order to obtain funding from FEMA following a disaster, in addition to a local match, which usually consists of volunteer hours and attending meetings and services. The current hazard mitigation plan was created in 2010, and they must be renewed every 5 years. Elsewhere in the news, an investigation into an alleged assault that took place January 1st in rural Page County resulted in a warrant for and the arrest of a Clarinda man. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports 32-year-old Donald Ernest Runyon turned himself in Tuesday afternoon. Runyon was arrested for assault and later posted a $300 bond. The incident, which resulted in his arrest, allegedly took place at around 2 a.m. on January 1st in rural Page County, about a half mile west of Clarinda. The investigation showed that Runyon assaulted 20-year-old Skylar Shane of Clarinda while they were at the residence. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Tuesday of a Glenwood man. 19-year-old Cody Hunter was arrested on a Mills County warrant for child endangerment. No other details were provided. Hunter's bond was set at $10,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Wednesday released a report listing numerous recent arrests. Officials say on Wednesday, 32-year-old Ann Lynette Criswell, a homeless person, was arrested in Shelby County on a warrant for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. Her bond was set at $1,000. And a homeless man, 40-year-old David Robert C., was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a warrant for theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. There were also 3 arrests in Mills County on Tuesday. 21-year-old Joseph Sullivan of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a warrant for probation violation. Bond was set at $5,000. 50-year-old Roger Weimer of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for failure to appear on an OWI charge. His bond was also set at $5,000. And 32-year-old Dustin Lee Schaffer of Omaha was arrested early Tuesday morning for driving under suspension. Bond was set at $300. This past Sunday, deputies in Mills County arrested 20-year-old Trenton Enger and 19-year-old Derek Lee, or Lou, that is, both of Malvern, for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their bonds were set at $1,300 each. And on Saturday, 51-year-old Donald Bonfiglio of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond, $1,000. 21-year-old Timothy Jennings of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault, and he was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Also arrested Saturday was 39-year-old Jerry Lee Dawson of Emerson, who was charged with driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.